Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is Hunger and Appetite, Part 2, The Two Jars That Must Be Filled Each Day. What is appetite? Appetite is the longing or yearning for something especially desirable. Appetite arises from previous pleasurable experiences. Because both hunger and appetite entice us to eat, they are frequently confused. Unfortunately, hunger is not required for eating. Appetite alone is enough inducement. And it takes only a little food to abolish hunger. But we continue eating because of appetite, and therein lies our main concern. A good way to address this issue is to visualize two jars. The way I see it is that each day you have to fill both of these jars. One is the physical jar. It represents hunger. This jar is fairly small. The second jar is the emotional jar. It represents appetite. This jar is almost always larger than the physical jar. What most of us do is overflow the physical jar in order to fill the emotional jar, and that is why we gain weight. Let's discuss this in more detail. Unless you, for some reason, have no access to food, there is no problem filling the physical jar. None of us ever go hungry unless we so choose. And it doesn't take a lot of food to fill it to the top. So there is rarely a problem with the physical side of eating. The problem almost always lies in the appetite, the emotional aspect. This is because as a person who wants to lose weight, you attempt to control eating by looking to external sources for information regarding food intake. Most everyone knows a lot about nutrition, fat grams, calories, etc. You look to this knowledge for the answers to consumption. And while this information is inherently useful from a practical standpoint, it has little to do with controlling your weight. The ability to lose weight and keep it off is grounded in being able to satisfy your appetite without eating more than your body needs for functioning. To do this requires an intimate knowledge of what you need to eat at any given time. This is easier to ascertain than you would at first believe. What you do is this. Each time you go to make a choice about what you're going to eat, the first question you ask yourself, the very first one, is, am I going to enjoy this? If you aren't, go to another food choice. It doesn't matter how healthy the food is. If it isn't going to satisfy you at this time, there is no purpose in eating it. All you'll be doing is putting food in that small physical jar without adding to the all-important emotional jar. So from now on, eat only foods that you are going to enjoy. Don't compromise. Your physical jar will easily get full. It's the emotional jar that tends to go empty or almost empty. And we will work very diligently to make sure it gets full before we go to bed. That's why most people eat all evening. They are making up for not having attended to their emotional jar. They were good all day, having deprived themselves of the foods that truly satisfy, and are now being bad because of having to make up for lost time and lost eating experiences. Most binging and overeating are the result of deprivation of one sort or another. And eating foods that are of no interest to you or just aren't satisfying at the time is a primary source of deprivation. When the issue of quality of the eating experience has been taken care of, in other words, when you are eating just what you want to be eating, when you want to be eating it, quantity becomes a moot point. You don't overeat when you are in the habit of getting what you want when you want it. There is no need, no drive to overindulge when you can eat that particular food whenever you choose. This may seem bizarre right now, but it is true. Overeating a food occurs primarily when you have gone too long without eating it, when you have deprived yourself of it and then must make up for the lost time. So, from now on, always ask yourself, am I going to enjoy this? If you aren't, pick another food and ask yourself the same question about it. Do this until you can answer, yes, this is what I want to be eating at this time. This is the best way to fill the emotional jar to meet your appetite needs. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2021, Lynn Baranius Brown.